Good morning.
Today we have cards for January 21st and 22nd, 2022, and they are the Nine of Swords, the High Priestess, and the King of Swords reversed. I had a feeling, you may be saying, but only to yourself. The High Priestess, the Keeper of Secrets, is more like a secret weapon today in the center of the picture. Her moon in Cancer, which was the recent beautiful full wolf moon, may have heightened your own intuition. Crazy and possibly prophetic dreams are in the cards today. Do not respond. I forget what the legendary Otis of New Orleans used to say about responding or reacting to insanity. But that is exactly what the priestess is not doing. Not responding, not reacting. The High Priestess, number two of the major arcana, is worth at least an entire day's study on her own. The rich symbolism of the olden time cards, mystical, historical, and very powerful. She sits between two pillars, a veil stretched between them and behind her. The veil, or the curtain, between this and the underworld, a.k.a. the subconscious. She lives in a place between light and dark, and is the psychic card of the deck. Why am I talking like this? Staring straight at us from a twilight of blues and purples, her feet resting on a long slice of a glowing crescent moon, a smaller version of which decorates her nun-like blue wimple. Great word, wimple. She is silent. And that's the Morgan Greer deck. In the past position is the card of losing sleep, the painful and hellish Nine of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Something has awakened this poor tortured soul out of their sleep. We can see it's still dark outside through the bedroom window. And although the bed and quilt in the bedroom look comfortable enough, this is too much on the mind. Insomnia is the go-to keyword for this card. The reasons for it, however, vary. This is the card of nightmares, but there are nightmares and there are nightmares. Then there are downright prophetic dreams. Something I was taught to pay attention to is whether the dream is in color or black and white. But I'm basically killing time before I get to this person to avoid or to avoid being, the almighty King of Swords in the reverse. This is not a pleasant situation, at least, and at the most, this person would do you harm if they could. This is nothing minor. The King of Swords is the sharpest knife in the drawer. The swords are the suit of truth, and in the reverse, this king is harsh, cruel, and controlling, if not abusive. The sword of truth he holds firmly upright is, in the reverse, deception. But you know that already. It may be driving you crazy that you're being told one thing when your own instincts are telling you something else, and this could pertain to your health. For entertainment purposes only. Gaslighting, manipulation, whoever this person is, if you see their lips moving, they're lying. And no one is better at that than the King of Swords in the reverse. The priestess represents female health, and any pain keeping you up at night or bumps or lumps should be dealt with, of course. Mercury retrograde or no, but the reversed King of Swords could miss something that you yourself know is not right. For entertainment purposes only, trust what your body is telling you, or perhaps a female doctor. We are currently in Aquarian season, and this person may be an Aquarius. In a retrograde, there are certain actions that are best taken after Mercury goes direct, on February 3rd, especially legal. There is someone your intuition is trying to warn you about. Pay attention.